There's a temple today. That temple's your body. Magnificently made. All the cedars of Lebanon of that first temple. All the solid gold that overlaid the interior. All the massive stones and high arches and Tyrian tapestry. All the precious stones that gleam midst the gold cannot compare in their magnificence to this thing we call the human body, which the Apostle Paul says is the temple of the Holy Spirit in our day. It's magnificently made. It's one of my jobs to try to keep your temples beautiful. It's my job to wave the flag and say, you are a temple. Keep it pure. It's my job to build a church and schools and try to train people to come out to you and say, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't profane the temple. I know how the Jews felt as they saw the temple level. I know how they felt. I, too, have seen some temples leveled. I, too, have seen some young people and older people magnificently constructed, whose hearts became the holy of holies of God's Shekinah glory, where the Holy Spirit did live. I've seen them build great Christian lives and testimonies, and then all of a sudden go into sin, and the temple was leveled. Destruction came, profane things came into the temple. I know how the Jews felt who lived with their memories of the temple days, for I know many people that once sat in these pews as temples of the Holy Spirit, whose bodies now have been given to the evil one, and whose bodies are simply rubbish compared to what they used to be when the Shekinah glory dwelt in the holy place. I know how they felt when they prayed for its rebuilding, as I pray for God to reach down and rebuild. Many lives are being ruined in this church. I know how they felt when they spent a lifetime building and seeing it grow, and then all of a sudden saw it torn down by the evil one. You see, young people, it's hard to remember what we were, how our country was, and to see how far we've come, and to see, realize, and know what it will be. Ladies and gentlemen, if this country, and if fundamentalism in this country deteriorates as much in the next 25 years as it has in the last 25 years, your kids and my kids will have to drive thousands of miles to hear one preacher talk about anything that's wrong. Well, folks, I was flying to Alaska. Sit down beside a fellow who had one martini after the other, holding one in his hand. And I said, sir, my name is Jack Hiles. He dropped his martini. Why, he said, you're my favorite preacher. And the fellow, there he was, a born-again Christian. Why, a leading evangelist, one of the most famous this world's ever had. Said he can't prove that social drinking is wrong. I can. Can you imagine any evangelist saying 35, 40 years ago social drinking was okay? Can you imagine that? You said, Brother Hiles, you're preaching against these evangelists. I'd preach against my mama if she said that. September 24th, 1966, I knelt in the basement of our parsonage and promised God I'd give the rest of my life to try to make this country worth living in for our kids. I made a vow to God that's as holy as the vow that I made when I came to Christ, that I'd give myself to pastor this church, and what few days I could take off, I'd go and cover the length and breadth of this country and try to stir God's men. And now for these going on 16 years, I've not taken a day off. I've trudged my body when it didn't feel like trudging. Taxed my old voice when it didn't feel like being taxed, and now my number of sermons has passed 32,000 in this ministry. I know the airports in this nation better than I know the streets in the town where I live. I wake up so often, wonder where I am. A few years ago, I slept in one bed on Monday night in one state, another bed Tuesday night in another state, and stayed here Wednesday night. And then went Thursday night and preached somewhere in another state. Four different beds, four different states, four different nights. Middle of the night, I woke up to use the washroom, and I got out of bed and forgot where I was. And I got thinking, now, which is this, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? Standing there, you know what I mean, standing there, wondering which way the washroom is. Well, last night, you went toward the end of the bed, turned right. That's where the night before last, that's where the washroom was. So I thought it was Tuesday night instead of Thursday night. And so I took off past the bed, turned right. My eyes were shut. I never opened my eyes because I don't want to wake up. And so I took off toward the right. And why open your eyes, dummy? If it's dark anyhow, you can't see anything. So I turned right, but it was wrong because that restroom was to the left. Had a little luggage case there at the end of the bed, and I fell over the luggage case. As I was falling, I grabbed for something. All I could find was the cover, and I rolled over in the cover. There I was in the cover, my head all wound up in the cover, rolling around on the floor trying to find a hole in the crazy blanket. And finally I sat up as best I could and covered completely, gift-wrapped by the stuff. And I thought, who am I? And where am I? That's been my life for these years. But I'm convinced as I am, as much as I am, that I'm standing behind this piece of wood tonight. And the kind of preaching you heard behind this pulpit is the only hope this nation's got. I've gone up and down this country, and I'll be honest with you, my shoulders are more drooped than they were. And my voice is more near gone than it was. And I've been fully aware of the fact that I was cutting years off the end of my life. I've been fully aware of that. On purpose, I've done it. If you let an old man be vain just for a few minutes, I'll say this to the praise and glory of God. You'll have a tough time finding any neighborhood in this country that hasn't been influenced by the ministry of this work right here in these years. You travel the country like Joe Boyd. Joe Boyd told me, he said, the only vestige I see in America of real revival is the work of the First Baptist Church of Hammond and Brother Hiles' conferences across the country. You say, why do you do it, preacher? I'd like to go see the boys play every football game. I'd like to be on the front row at all the basketball games our high school plays. My son David started 64 games at Hammond Baptist High School. He wasn't good enough to start, but he has a name that the coach liked. Hiles. And the coach liked to eat, too. David played 64 games. I didn't see the tip-off of one of those 64 games. I wept in many a hotel room while the games were going on. You see, you don't love your young people. That's why I'm gone, because I love my young people. I long to see you young people have a country that we knew. I'd love to see the nation that we once knew come again for our kids. Faith of our fathers living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Either our hearts speak high with joy. Ah, let's live His glorious word. Faith of our fathers living still, we will be true to Thee to death. And that's why all the young people laugh and shout. Sometimes the old people cry and weep.